Follow the order of confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, how I love your law.
It is my meditation all the day.
Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies.
For it is ever with me.
I have more understanding than all my teachers.
For your testimonies are my meditation.
I understand more than the aged.
For I keep your precepts.
I hold back my feet from every evil way.
in order to keep your word.
I do not turn aside from your rules.
For you have taught me.
How sweet are your words to my taste.
Sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Through your precepts I get understanding.
Therefore I hate every false way.
Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have poured into our hearts the true light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light may shine forth in our lives through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from 1 Kings chapter 3, beginning at verse 4. The king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for there was a great high place. Solomon used to offer 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. And now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of David, my father. Although I am but a little child, I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people?" It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. And God said to him, Because you have asked this, and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right. Behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has been before you, and none like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall compare with you all your days. And if you will walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. Then he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and offered up burnt offerings and peace offerings, and made a feast for all his servants. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Ephesians chapter 1, starting at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia in verse.
Alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom. And the favor of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group that went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress. And he said to them, why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man
and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. Are there any children that would like to come forwards? The sermon for today reflects on all three readings that we just had. I'll start, though, with two verses from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. In him, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I haven't started using it yet, but I got a new planner for 2022. It's a special one. You're supposed to write out all your things you have to do during the week at one level, then kind of divide them up into categories, and then assign them for each day of the week, and along with times and things like that. We'll see how that works. It's the time of year we do planning, isn't it? Or maybe a little bit before the new year, or just now, we start thinking, I better start planning. Our little family reunion, I guess you would call it, in West Bend, Wisconsin, on Monday, when we were up there with all our kids and grandchildren, we had in a park pavilion, and I didn't think about using the pavilion until about a week earlier, but who's going to use a park pavilion on December 27th? It was available. But they said, if you want the park pavilion like in June or July, you got to be in the office tomorrow, on Monday, January 3rd, because the dates will fill up. We plan like that, and sometimes we have to plan far in advance. Looking at these three passages, we see Solomon, Paul, and then our Savior, Jesus, following in their life some plans or preparing to make plans. And there's some very helpful things for us to think about. If you want to follow along on the back side of the bulletin, there's some service notes, sermon notes. It caught me, I guess one reason this topic and this emphasis came to mind as I was looking at these texts was because in 1 Kings chapter 3, which we just read, after Solomon gives his request for discernment, it says in verse 10, this is a powerful verse, verse 10. It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. Think about that. Solomon's response to God, to ask whatever blessing he would ask for, his response was so God-fearing, so wondrous and according to God's will, that it says in the text, this pleased the Lord he had asked this. What are some of the things that Solomon had said? The first thing, if you notice in his reply to God, is he was thankful to God. He was thankful for God's faithfulness to his father David and everything that had gone on before. He said in verses 6 and 7, mostly 6, and Solomon said, you have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept him this great and steadfast love and given him a son to sit on his throne this day. That's him sitting on the throne. That's the first thing he says in response. Thank you, God. You have been faithful and you have done all these things beforehand. The reason I am king right now and sit on this throne is because of you. Thank you. That was the first part of his response, was to thank God.
And then also, we see that he's very humble. He doesn't make himself out to be so proud or so good or so smart, but he's humble in his response. And he's willing to learn. He said in verse 7, "And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David my father. Although I am but a little child, I do not know how to go out or come in." And then he says, "This people is so great. How can I govern them?" He is humble. He is willing to learn. Then what he asks for is discernment of good and evil. "Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to govern this, your great people?" When Solomon says that, he is talking to the Lord. He is talking to the Holy God. And when he says good and evil, he is talking in a way, what is good and evil in your sight, Lord? He just said he's a child. He has to learn. He doesn't know enough yet how to do all this work as king. So he says, "Let me discern what is good and evil." From God's perspective, he wants to rule as God wants him to rule. Not his own power and wisdom, but God's power and wisdom, God's understanding of good and evil. And this way of his understanding himself and his responsibilities, it says it pleased the Lord that Solomon said this, that he was thankful, that he was humble and willing to learn, and that he asked God for discernment between good and evil. If you think about it, that discerning of good and evil, that is not an easy thing. That easily escapes us. We may do something that helps people, but we do it for a selfish reason or underneath evil reason. Or we may do it for good, really wanting to help those people. There's so many parts of good and evil that God wants us to know and to live according to know his Ten Commandments, to know how to apply the Ten Commandments, to know true love for neighbor and how to carry that out. Help me discern that, Lord. St. Paul, in the reading, in his writings to the Ephesians, has so many things there that we could look at, but just 2 points. When Paul says that we have this inheritance, he is saying that I didn't earn it. I was given it. It's a gift. The salvation in Christ Jesus is a gift. Do you see a correspondence between what Paul is saying there, considering the salvation as an inheritance, as a gift, to what Solomon also said? He said, "I sit here on this throne because of what you did for my father David and your faithfulness and your righteousness. And I received that. It's an inheritance." Solomon sitting on the throne. It was not what he did, but what God had done before him for his father David and the things before David. Now he is on the throne. Paul says this salvation we have is an inheritance. It's a gift. As we think about our lives and how God has led us to the point where we are now, it's so important to see that this is all God's doing. Every good thing comes from him. It's not you or me. He maybe was working through us, but it is his power and his guidance that brought us to this point. Solomon saw that. St. Paul writes about that. There's a lot of things in those two verses, 11 and 12 of Ephesians 1, but one of the things there is we see very clearly, he says several times in this whole passage, God's purpose, his purpose. Christian lives are God's plan. Our lives are God's plan. And our lives are God's glory. What he is working through us and what he wants to work through us is his plan. And it's not for our glory, but for his glory. For the benefit of others as well. Not to build me up. This was pleasing to God in respect to Solomon. For Solomon said, why should I ask for the discernment of good and evil according to God's understanding of good and evil? Was to benefit God's people. Not to make himself so wise and powerful, but to benefit the people who he's ruling. And so Paul says all these things are according to his purpose, God's plan, and God's glory. In this narrative of Jesus going to temple and staying back at the temple to learn and listen and teach, we see God's plan in his son being perfectly conducted, without sin, perfectly knowing good and evil. And just a few things we might note from that. Jesus was really at home in his father's house. He really wanted to be there. It's interesting that Mary said, your father and I have been looking for you. Didn't you know that? But Jesus knows Joseph is responsible for him. He knows that. But he knows that his true father's house is where one worships and learns about God and discusses God. All that he was doing. He was very comfortable to be in his father's house. There is a desire in Jesus to do God's will. 12 years old, and he wants to be learning the word and teaching the word, applying the word of God, questions about it, answers about it, to be about God's business in a holy way. That was his calling as the Son of God and the Messiah. And yet we see in this narrative as well, as far as the wisdom that he already has and the perfect knowledge of good and evil that he already has, yet it was God's plan to say, but you're still 12, Jesus, and you're going to be with your parents a while longer. And the text says he went and submitted to his parents. The Son of God. And yet he was just 12. He needed to come up, be brought up in their house yet, and he submitted to his parents. Even though he knew the temple was his father's house, God the Father was his father, yet the design and plan was for him to be with Mary and Joseph for some years yet. And he's willing to do that and submit to them and love them. He had a willingness to learn and grow according to God's plan. Solomon received this fantastic wisdom from God. He didn't always follow it. He did some things that weren't good later in his life. But he was searching out for God's holy wisdom. God's understanding of good and evil, not for his goodness, but to serve God's people as king. St. Paul then tells us all that we have is an inheritance. It's a gift from God. And this is God's plan and God's design. And we see that perfect understanding and attitude in Jesus. This is my Father's house, and I will be about his business. But for now, Mom and Dad, I need to be back with you. And God's timing will come when he is on his own, starts his ministry, calls his disciples, suffers, dies, and rises. We think about our lives. We see that everything God has done before us, maybe even we think back to our parents or our grandparents or teachers or pastors, who has led us to this point? These are all gifts of God to us. And then we think about making plans for 2022 or the new budget or whatever it might be. And we thank God for what he has done, and then also know that it's for his glory and we need his gift of discerning good and evil according to his understanding. And as Jesus then shows Joseph and Mary, though he is the Son of God, though he is the Messiah, willing to submit to God's plan and his timing. We are his servants. We are the Lord's servants. So he calls us to do his will, to serve others, to give him glory. And St. Paul would encourage us and strengthen us, knowing, now you know, this has been God's plan from before the foundation of the world. Don't worry. God is in control. He's going to lead us. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for the faith of Solomon on that day when you asked him for anything and he asked for wisdom. We give you thanks for the teaching from St. Paul. We give you thanks for recording this obedience of Jesus to you, to know your word and carry out his work, and yet to submit to Mary and Joseph. Help us in our lives to see how you have blessed us and led us. Help us to be willing to learn. Help us to desire a true knowledge of good and evil in all our plans. And help us to know that you are in control. We don't have to fret and worry, but know that you have a plan and you ask us to obey you, to love you, and to love one another. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Infant holy, infant lowly, for his bed a cattle stall, oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the child is Lord of all. Swiftly winging, angels singing, bells are ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the child is Lord of all. Christ the child is Lord of all. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil till the morning new. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of a gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises voicing, greet the morrow. Christ the child was born for you. Christ the child was born for you.
We stand as we pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church as printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, that God would preserve her faithful, and for her ministers, that God would give them delight in this joyful season and restful reflection on the mystery of the incarnation that they preach. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Christian homes, that following the example of our Lord Jesus, All children will be diligent to hear the word of God, grow in wisdom and stature, submit to earthly parents, and always be about the Heavenly Father's business and in his house. That all mothers with child would have good health. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For President Biden, for all public servants, and for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed. Let all health and medical workers be kept safe as they serve others. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all people suffering from destruction and loss from natural disasters, such as tornadoes, fires, and drought, in areas of Kentucky, Colorado, and other places, that rescue and relief of body and soul may be available, and that spiritual comfort may be sought from our Heavenly Father. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and everyone in any kind of need, we remember Margaret, Charlotte, Loretta, Carlin, Shirley, Bill, Jason, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, Denny, Ruby, James, Violet, Joe, Kim, Jeff, Darlene, Andrew, Daniel, Tasha, Mary Ellen, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. And we remember the family of Tim Thorne. For patience and healing according to God's will, in thanksgiving for every blessing and kindness shown to us in Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We give thanks for the new baby boy given to Kyle and Melanie Roars. And we ask you to bless mother and child and the whole family. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who come to the Blessed Sacrament this day, that as Christ once won our redemption through his blood, so now, according to the riches of his grace, he would grant us worthy repentance, confident faith, and unity in a sincere confession. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God,
Heavenly Father, in mercy you have established the Christian home among us. We implore you, rule and direct our hearts to be good examples to children and those subject to us, that we may not offend them by word or deed, but faithfully teach them to love your church and hear your blessed word. Give them your spirit and grace, that this seed may bring forth good fruit, and our home life may advance your glory, honor, and praise, as well as our own improvement and welfare, giving offense to no one. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the same Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things that are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the
We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, have mercy on us, Lord, we pray. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. Have mercy on us, Jesus Christ, and grant us peace, O Lord, we pray. Songs of thankfulness and praise, Jesus, Lord, to thee we raise, manifested by the star to the sages from afar. Branch of royal David's stem, in thy birth at Bethlehem, anthems be to thee addressed, God in man made manifest. Manifest at Jordan's stream, prophet, priest, and a king supreme, and at Cana wedding guest, in thy Godhead manifest. Manifest in power divine, changing water into wine.
Congregation, stand for the general dismissal. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
O Lord, now let your servant depart in heavenly peace, for I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace, a light to Gentiles unto your holy hill, the glory of your people, your chosen Israel. All glory to the Father, all glory to the Son, all glory to Spirit, forever three in one. For as in the beginning, is now, shall
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for a closing hymn.
To see.